Bo Salant is a pollster at Impact Research, which is part of a team that conducted the poll for NextGen. The survey polled 18 to 35-year-olds in the key battleground states of Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. He said the poll was important to get insight into how young voters are thinking and what's important to them. Salant said to get the widest possible sample, the poll reached out to young people where they spend most of their time.
So this poll was conducted via text to web, which is a relatively new polling methodology where you get texted a link to the survey and then you take it on your smartphone. And so we think we got a really good, really large, really representative sample here.
Salant said the poll shows young voters aren't particularly thrilled about the choices in this year's presidential election.
That being said, they remain incredibly motivated by the issues. They see that there are decisions that need to be made and leaders that need to be had. And that is what is getting them out to vote.
Salant said young people do prefer Biden's policies on many issues like climate and abortion, but he said there's one nagging issue that's concerning them.
President Biden's age is a concern. Most young voters across the states that we polled say that Joe Biden, or both Joe Biden and Donald Trump, are too old to serve effectively.
But Salant said many more young voters have serious issues with former President Trump when it comes to the issues.
Concerns about President Biden's age pale in comparison to the number of young voters who think that Donald Trump is a proximate threat to the future of the country. They believe he is a threat to democracy. They believe he is a threat to rights. They believe he is a threat to the economy.
Younger voters did not seem particularly swayed by third-party candidates, according to the poll, like the candidacies of RFK Jr., Cornel West, and Jill Stein. All of those candidates polled in the single digits. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.